Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of our message today is Antichrist's New World Order. The Antichrist's New World Order. You know, we've been talking about the book of Revelation. It focuses on the second coming of Jesus Christ, the judgment of those who reject him, and the disasters of the tribulation period. It talks about the establishment of Jesus's kingdom on earth and the destruction of Satan. And lastly, the final judgment that will come upon the world. We will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, the scripture says. A recent survey conducted in 2022 found that 75% of U.S. Christians believe that Jesus will return to earth. Close to 2 in 5 Americans, 39%, agree that we're living in the end times. And Bible prophecy strongly suggests that we may be living in the season of Christ's return. Now, there are two biblical events that identify the second coming of Christ, and I keep going over this again and again. It's where the Holy Spirit is leading me, that you need to know this. The first phase of the second coming of Christ is the rapture of the church. God wants you to be ready for that. And the second phase is the glorious appearance. The rapture refers to Christ's return in the air only to receive his church, those who have accepted him as personal Savior and Lord, and walk in obedience to his word. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, it says, the Lord himself will come down from heaven, and those who have died believing in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive will be gathered up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and there we shall always be with the Lord. So the Lord will return. He is not coming to earth. He'll return in the sky. Those who have accepted him as personal Savior will leave this world and join him and then go back to heaven with him. We'll never be seen by these people down here. Christ's glorious appearance will take place during the Battle of Armageddon. In Revelation 19:11, it says, then I saw heaven open, and there was before me a white horse, and the rider of the horse is called Faithful and True, and he is right, for he will judge and make war. That person is Jesus Christ, and it really connects with this scripture in Revelation 1:7. Jesus is coming with the clouds, and everyone will see him. So there is a time where he will come in the sky, and just Christians, followers, those who love him, the church, will go back, and then he's going to come all the way down to earth during the Battle of Armageddon, and the whole world will see his return. Now, the Bible warns us that the worst time in human history, called the tribulation, will take place in between Christ's comings. Jesus said in Matthew 24:21, there will be a great tribulation such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever shall be. And unless those days had been cut short, no life would be saved. The beginning of the tribulation period is linked with Christ's opening of the seven seal judgments. And we are in chapter 6 of Revelation at this time. And with the opening of the seals, God's wrath and judgment will be released upon the world. It will be released upon those who have rejected and rebelled against him for rejecting his son, Jesus Christ, as Savior. Now think of this. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came down, became a man, lived among us, died the death of a cross, on a cross, to save us. That was the reason he came, to save us so that we would not have eternal death in hell and the lake of fire. And yet the world won't receive him, won't believe this story or whatever. Listen, whatever the reason is, God still did it. And anyone who does not accept the Son and his sacrifice is going into a lake of fire for all eternity. That was the reason why I came. That is generally most of what we share with people, heaven or hell, you choose. But there's a lot more. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about this tribulation period that is going to come. It's a seven-year period. And we're in chapter 6 at this time, and it begins to talk about seven sealed judgments that are going to be released by the Lord Jesus Christ upon the world for rejecting Jesus Christ as Savior. And here we have in Revelation chapter 6, it says, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying, as with a voice of thunder, come. Now, this is, of course, this is John. He is watching all of this futuristic information that the Lord Jesus Christ is giving him through an angel. He's seeing this in a vision. And he hears this living creature say to him, come, I want you to see this. Now, during the tribulation, Christ will begin to take back control of the earth from satanic domination. And you may not think that the earth is being dominated by Satan in so many ways, or you may just recognize the world in which we live, that Satan is definitely influencing this world to be evil. The Apostle John was summoned by the Lord to witness four riders on different colored horses. And we're talking about chapter 6 of Revelation. Now, some people refer to them as the four horsemen of the apocalypse. These four horsemen appear to be symbolically, really, they're actually portraying four disastrous occurrences that will take place before Jesus Christ returns again in the glorious appearance. And I want to read the account of each of these quickly to you, and then I want to circle back to give you further explanation about each of them. Number one, the first seal that is open introduces the Antichrist and his rise to power. In Revelation chapter 6 and 2, John says, I looked, and there in front of me was a white horse. Its rider carried a bow, and a crown was upon his head, and he rode out to conquer in many battles and to win the war. The second seal is open, and it releases war on the earth. Verse 3 says, then he unrolled the scroll to the second seal and broke it open, and I heard the second living being saying, come. This time a red horse rode out. Its rider was given a long sword and authority to remove peace and to bring anarchy to the earth. War and killing broke out everywhere. The third seal being opened will release global famine. And we find this in verse 5. It says, when he had broken the third seal, I heard the third living being say, look. And I saw a black horse with its rider holding a pair of scales in his hands. And a voice from among the four living beings said, a loaf of bread for $20 and 3 pounds of barley flour, but there is no olive oil or wine. Now, I'm going to come back and explain all of these in greater detail. Number four, when the fourth seal is opened by the Lord, war follows, resulting in the death of one quarter of the world's population. Are you guys hearing me? Now, the tribulation is only a seven-year period. So you can imagine all of these disasters happening in 7 years. The Bible says, and when the fourth seal was broken, I heard the fourth living being saying, come. And now I saw a pale horse, and its rider's name was Death. And there followed after him another horse whose rider's name was Hell. And they were given control of 1/4 of the earth to kill with war and famine and disease and wild animals. Now we're at the fifth seal. When the fifth seal is open, Christians are martyred. Revelation 6 and 9 says, when the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of all those who had been martyred for the word of God and for being faithful in their testimony. Now we're up to the sixth seal being opened. Now, all of these seals represent judgments coming upon the earth, remember, for rejecting Jesus Christ as Savior. The sixth seal is open, and a great earthquake hits the entire planet. It says in Revelation 6 and 12, the Lamb broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. The sun became as dark as black cloth, and the moon became as red as blood. Then the stars of the skies fell to the earth like green figs falling from a tree, shaken by a strong wind. And the sky rolled up like a scroll, and all the mountains and the islands were moved from their places. Then everyone, the kings of the earth, the rulers, the generals, the wealthy, the powerful, and every slave and every free person, hid themselves in the caves among the rocks of the mountains. Now we come to the seventh seal. Now this is very interesting, and this is found in chapter 8, verse 1. The seventh seal was opened by the Lord, and there was silence in heaven for the space of a half an hour. Heaven had never been silent before, but with this seventh seal being opened by the Lord, now they all indicate judgment. Remember, heaven is silent because God's next set of judgments were so devastating that even heaven was silent.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a quick look at the messages coming your way on the radio ministry this week and in this Sunday service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for joining us today for this program. According to Bible prophecy, we are living in the season of Christ's return. The book of Revelation provides more prophetic insight than any other book in the Bible. The author of the book of Revelation is Jesus himself. Revelation 22 and 16 says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message for the churches. Keep listening as we glean the important messages Jesus has communicated to us in this book. God has an important plan for your life. You were born to fulfill a divine purpose. I want to invite you to attend our Sunday service this week at Spirit Life Church. I know you will be blessed. I want to meet you personally and pray with you. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
We will be airing these informative messages on the book of Revelation over the next few weeks. Be sure and join us daily right here on KDKR. And we encourage you to be with us at the church for our uplifting live service every Sunday morning at 10. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. If you would like more information about our ministry, be sure and check out the website at aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now hopefully you are convinced that you're going to be raptured. How many of you are going into rapture? I mean, why would you want to remain for any of this, right? Now, I want to circle back to number one. I want to talk about the Antichrist, folks, because he is going to be involved in this entire time in the book of Revelation until he's taken out and he's thrown into the lake of fire. But many, many chapters in the book of Revelation contain the Antichrist. So I want to tell you just a little bit about him. As we continue in the other chapters, you're going to see him turn up over and over again, but I want to give you a feel for who he really is and why he is really coming. In Revelation chapter 6 and 2, John said, I looked and behold a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. So once again, verse 2, the writer represents the Antichrist. Now, who is the Antichrist? The Antichrist will be Satan's counterfeit Messiah. And his purpose will be to establish a new world order. Now, you need to know this about Satan. He attempts to imitate God in everything God does. But he does his through deception and lies. So he will create a new world order, a new world government during the chaos of the tribulation. Satan cannot rule personally because he is an angelic spirit. Even Jesus, when Jesus came upon the earth, right, he had to be born of Mary and he became a man. Satan cannot come physically to the earth and rule. So guess what? He will have a man called the Antichrist rule for him. He will choose, empower, and direct a man that he will operate through. This is the Antichrist. Now, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 provides a description of this Antichrist that Satan will operate through. You're going to notice that there are many references to God. In 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3, listen to what it says. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day, talking about the return of the Lord, will not come unless the falling away comes first. The falling away of many Christians, those who were following the Lord, they are going to fall away. And they're going to be deceived and start just believing anything. We're living in that age. The Bible says, and the man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Isn't that interesting? Because the Antichrist will be Satan embodied. He will operate through this man. And we hear about God, 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 the God complex, because we're really dealing with Satan through a man. Let me show you in Isaiah chapter 14 and 12, because it describes what Lucifer or Satan said. This is what God is saying to Lucifer. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How are you cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations? Listen. For you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt myself above the stars of God. This is what the devil said. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud, for I will be like God. And as a result of this, God threw him out of heaven. God said, Instead, you will be brought down to the place of the dead, down into the lowest depths. Listen to these verses in Ezekiel 28 and 15. It says, you were perfect in all your ways from the day you were created. Satan is a created being. Lucifer was a created being. He can't be God. But again, the Bible says you were perfect from the day you were created, till iniquity was found in you. Your heart was, listen, filled with pride because of your beauty. He said, I'm pretty enough to be God. I want to be God. He said this in heaven where God lived. The Bible says your wisdom corrupted you by your love of splendor. So, and this is God, so I threw you out. I threw you to the ground. Now, Satan's mission for the Antichrist is to establish an authoritarian one-world government where he rules as God. See, as we talk about the Antichrist, you're going to see what this guy is doing. He's doing this. He's doing this. But I want you to understand Satan is behind it. This is where Satan, finally, he gets this opportunity to be a god. And he will be a god over this earth through the Antichrist. Now, a world in which Satan is worshipped is this new world order that we're talking about. Now, during the tribulation, God's judgment will be to allow spiritual blindness for rejecting his son, Jesus Christ. So once again, all of the judgments that come against humanity during the tribulation is because they rejected Jesus Christ. He is the only savior of the world. He is the only way to get to heaven. He died for everyone. God says, if my son died for you, how can I just let you go free to live your life the way you want? No. He told Adam the day he ate of the fruit from that tree, he would die. God said that. Jesus came to give us an opportunity not to surely die. So don't think God is doing something different with the tribulation. No. The people who have rejected Jesus Christ going through the tribulation, they will simply fulfill, most of them anyway, what God said. The day you eat of that fruit, you will die. Most of these people are going to die during the tribulation period. And it's because of sin. Now, this is interesting. We're talking about the Antichrist establishing a new world order. A news report stated Joe Biden caused a stir during a gathering of business leaders at the White House when he alluded to a coming new world order. So let me clarify to you once again, what is a new world order? The new world order is a term often used in conspiracy theories, which theorizes a secret emerging totalitarian world government, ruling the world through a one world government, which will replace sovereign nation states. That's what it is. And Satan will make Antichrist the most powerful dictator the world has ever known. Now, the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 6 and 2, he rides a white horse, white being the emblem of victory, the victory of a conqueror. And the Antichrist will rise to political power and come on the scene as a diplomat or a peacemaker. Notice the Bible says the rider possesses a bow with no arrows. In other words, he has the potential to be warlike, but he's going to gain his authority over the nations without war. In Daniel chapter 8 and 25, it says, through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hands, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace he shall destroy many. Once again, he's coming in as a peacemaker, and the world will accept him because he's coming in as a man of peace.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is from the Summer Revelation series called The Antichrist's New World Order. This is part one. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Lord, we thank you today for your goodness and for your grace. Lord, your word declares that it shall come to pass that before we call, you will answer. And while we are yet speaking, you will hear. Hear our prayers today. You are acquainted with every situation. We're praying for our family members and our loved ones today. We're praying for our physical health. Heal us today. We rebuke sickness, disease, and pain. We come against all opposition in our lives. Your word says, call upon me and I will answer you. And we are calling and we are believing. And you said, whatever we ask in the name of your son, Jesus, you would do it. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.